This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Confidence in the judicial system in our state has been undermined because funding sources for many judicial campaign ads remain secret. That's according to the State Bar of Michigan. The bar represents more than 42,000 practicing lawyers and judges in our state. And Bruce Courtrade is president. He joins us now. You've written a letter making a very specific request of Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. What's the bar calling for?
We're calling for Secretary Johnson to revisit the 2004 letter issued by her predecessor, which allowed dark money in judicial campaigns.
And from your perspective, just how bad has this dark money and secret spending become?
Part of the problem is we don't know just how bad it's become because it's all dark. It's all anonymous. But in the last 10 years, the amount of dark money contributed to judicial election campaigns has skyrocketed to the point where last year, or in the last election cycle for the Michigan Supreme Court, three-quarters of the money that was contributed was dark money. And last year, in the Oakland County Circuit Court judicial campaign, over $2 million in dark money was contributed in a local election seeking to, in that case, unseat incumbent judges.
What price is Michigan paying, are the people of Michigan paying, for what you clearly see is a very, very bad ruling by former Secretary of State Terry Lind Land?
Well, let me make one point clear. I don't think it was a bad ruling by Secretary Land. I think that it was a ruling that she and her lawyers at the time felt was consistent with the law at that time, but since then there have been three United States Supreme Court cases that have come out that we believe undercut the legal underpinnings of that ruling that make it no longer valid. So I don't want anybody thinking the State Bar of Michigan is coming out saying Terry Lind Land was wrong. The fact of the matter is that things have changed. The amount of dark money in campaigns has changed. So the reason that we feel that it is important is that the law is now clearly, we believe, in the side of disclosing when a judge has received money from somebody, and that's important because the public has a right to know when they go into court that the person who's deciding their case hasn't received a significant amount of money from the person on the other side of the case. We believe it's important for the public to know that so that the public has faith in the legal system. We believe it's important for the judge to know that because another problem with dark money is that the judges themselves don't always know who's contributed to their campaign. So they don't know when they might be violating their ethical obligations because it's incumbent on the judges to step aside from a case when there's a conflict of interest.
Bruce Courtrade, president of the State Bar of Michigan. Thanks for talking with us, Bruce.
Thank you, Cynthia.